Now it's just coming up to 8:50 and we turn our attention to the operator at Dublin Airport. Adding to its ongoing challenges of a passenger cap and planning issues, Dublin Airport Authority will have to look for a new CEO to oversee operations at Dublin and Cork airports. Kenny Jacobs has reached an agreement with the DAA board on what is believed to be an approximately €1 million exit settlement pending approval from the Minister for Transport. It follows a reported rift between Mr. Jacobs and board members and that such tension had increased in recent months. A spokesperson for the DAA declined to comment on the deal that has been reached, as did a spokesperson for the Minister for Transport. Also, Kenny Jacobs did not respond to a request for comment. But to find out more on all of this, we can speak to Martin Wall, public policy correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Karen.
So we heard on Ortiz Morning Ireland here on this programme on Monday, the Transport Minister said he hoped for an agreed resolution when he was asked about the reports of a rift. That was a clear signal. Many will say that an exit was the only way forward. Do we know what was happening inside at the DAA to lead to this decision?
Yeah, well, in the most immediate recent past, there has been a mediation process underway. The CEO, Kenny Jacobs, had his own legal team. The DAA board had their legal team and a independent mediator, the industrial relations veteran, Kieran Mulvey, the former chief executive of the Workplace Relations Commission. He chaired this mediation process. That process concluded in recent days. The Irish Times reported on Saturday that it would involve about an exit package of about €1 million, worth about €1 million, and that Mr. Jacobs would leave the organisation by mutual consent. In subsequent days, that package was agreed between the parties, and that was reported yesterday. And now the issue is, it has to go to essentially to the political side. The shareholder of the DAA is the government. It has to be approved by Dara O'Brien as Minister for Transport and by Jack Chambers as Minister for Public Expenditure. So we'll have to wait and see as to if and when and how over the coming days that is their views on that issue. Obviously, there are potential political controversies. It may be raised in the Dáil at a time, with the opposition pointing at it at a time of cost of living issues. This is a significant payout to a semi-state chief executive. So we'll have to see and wait and see what the political reaction to it. But on the ground, the deal is agreed between the two main parties in the issue.
Yeah, and as you say, a lot will have to be seen what will happen politically and what is likely to happen in the future for the DAA. But also reflecting on the scrutiny of Kenny Jacobs' management style, when he took on this role almost 3 years ago, many are now asking, did he ruffle feathers too much?
Well, Mr. Jacobs did an interview with the Sunday Independent last May, and he came to the role nearly 3 years ago from Ryanair. He was a senior role in marketing in Ryanair, and he said in the Sunday Independent interview that he had brought, now I'll describe it as a robust management attitude. He used a little bit more colourful language, from Ryanair into the DAA. He spoke of an elbows out approach, and clearly that rankled with some within the company. We know that there were two complaints that were made under the DAA's protective disclosure policy. They were investigated by a senior counsel who was engaged by the board of the organisation, but neither of those complaints were upheld. So there was no issue in relation to those complaints. But obviously tensions continued with the board. In the background, there were issues, obviously, that the company was facing, very significant planning issues in relation for both the development, the expansion plans of the airport, and issues in relation to the passenger cap and nighttime flights, etc. And it would appear that over recent times, that relations broke down, and that led to the appointment of the mediation process that was headed by Kieran Mulvey. And that is basically where we are now. And now it moves on now to the issue of the political systems. Does the political system endorse this deal that has been agreed between the parties?
OK, Martin Wall, public policy correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you for bringing us up to date on that. It is 7:07.